Track 9, and now it's back to the news. Great honour for John, who becomes show president. Devon County Agricultural Association, the DCAA, has announced that John Lee, OBE, DL, has been appointed president of the Devon County Show for 2026. John is a highly respected figure in British agriculture and has been a steadfast supporter of the Young Farmers Movement. He brings decades of leadership, enthusiasm, and dedicated service to this distinguished role. His profound connection to Devon's agricultural sector began with his upbringing on his family's beef, sheep, and cereal farm. This provided the initial foundation for John's enduring commitment to rural development, which has been reflected in numerous leadership roles both in the Southwest and nationally. He was the founder chairman of FACE, Farming and Countryside Education, and of FarmWise, the DCAA programme aimed at educating school children and teachers about food production and countryside management. Reflecting on his appointment, John said, "Having been involved with Devon County Show for so long, there can be no greater honour than being elected president. The show is powered by an incredible team of volunteers and staff, and I look forward to supporting them as we showcase all that is best in Devonshire food, farming and rural life." As president of the 2026 show, John intends to continue advocating for community, education and the essential role of agriculture in Devon. The annual three-day event takes place at the West Point Arena near Exeter, running from May the 21st to the 23rd.
Community Breakfast sparks collaboration. Community leaders gathered at Teen School in Kingstainton earlier this month for the inaugural Teen Community Leaders Breakfast, hosted to shape the priorities of the new Teen Community Hub. The event brought together representatives from schools, local charities, the NHS, Devon County Council, youth organisations and local businesses, including the Boxing Academy, Kingstainton and Ryden Primaries, the Met Office, Bovey Castle, the 4th CIC, Body Happy, Young Devon, Life Chance Trust and the Citizens Advice Bureau. Attendees shared insights into local challenges, identified gaps in services, and explored opportunities to develop the hub in a way that best supports children, young people, and families in the area. The discussions highlighted the importance of collaboration, community input, and innovation in creating services that truly meet local needs. Lucy Wagner, head of school at Teen School, said, "It was fantastic to meet so many passionate people at breakfast, hearing firsthand from local leaders and exploring ways we can work together to develop the Teen Community Hub was inspiring. This event marks the beginning of a network that will help our community thrive." The event included a presentation, interactive discussions and the opportunity for attendees to provide feedback on how the hub can have the greatest impact. Feedback will be collated and shared with participants, forming the foundation for future meetings and initiatives. The breakfast marks the first step in an ongoing process to build a strong community-led hub that supports learning opportunity and well-being for children and families across Kingstainton. Education Southwest CEO Matthew Shanks added, "Collaboration is at the heart of the Teen Community Hub. Bringing local leaders together ensures the hub focuses on the areas that matter most and creates lasting positive change for the community."
The Dartmoor Commoners Council has been ordered by the High Court to assess whether the Moors Commons are overstocked with sheep, cattle and ponies. The judicial review case was brought by campaign group Wild Justice over damage being caused to wildlife-rich sites within the commons where farmers have rights to graze their animals. Wild Justice, co-founded by naturalist and TV presenter Chris Packham, welcomed the verdict on Tuesday, March the 17th, which means that the Commoners Council must now work with farmers to record what animals are on each common and whether and where damage is being caused by overstocking. Bob Elliott, CEO of Wild Justice, said this judgment shows that the Dartmoor Commoners Council failed to do the most basic of work needed in order to understand how many animals the Dartmoor Commons can sustain. When such an important landscape is already in poor ecological condition, this simply isn't good enough. The Dartmoor Commoners Council must now carry out the proper assessment and ensure that Dartmoor is managed in a way that allows nature to recover. We'll be scrutinising that assessment and, importantly, how DCC acts upon it in areas where overgrazing is apparent. The Dartmoor Commoners Council said in a statement, "The High Court rejected 7 of Wild Justice's 8 grounds of claim. However, it did conclude that DCC must carry out a more detailed assessment of livestock numbers on the commons and their impact on Dartmoor's natural environment. DCC accepts the court's decision, welcomes the clarification of how it should carry out such assessments, and will do everything necessary to ensure that it complies with its statutory duties."
Antisocial behaviour injunctions issued. 2 antisocial behaviour injunctions have been secured by Teen Housing following serious disturbances at a property in Buckfastleigh. Residents, including families with young children, were subject to repeated incidents of shouting, swearing, threats of violence, domestic abuse, and loud music late at night, Ashburton and Chudley policing team have said. A spokesperson for the team said, "Understandably, had a significant impact on their quality of life and sense of safety at home. With support from local residents who provided statements and a community impact statement from our neighbourhood officer, PC Claire Hurrell, a case was brought before Torquay and Newton Abbot Magistrates Court. The injunction will remain in place for 12 months. We remain committed to working with our partners to tackle antisocial behaviour and protect our communities," a spokesman added.
Council offers pop-up business sites for summer. Teignbridge District Council is inviting businesses to apply for pop-up sites this summer. The council says it welcomes interest from a range of enterprises, including food and drink vendors, as well as more innovative services such as mobile saunas. Previous successful pop-ups have included ice cream vans, seafront saunas, mobile coffee vendors and street food trailers. This initiative forms part of the council's asset strategy, which aims to generate income from underused sites while supporting local businesses and enhancing the visitor experience. Seasonal pitch locations include Bovey Tracy's Station Road Car Park, Newton Abbott's Courtney Park, Sheldon's Labrador Bay Car Park, and the promenade in Teignmouth.